The Rebbe begins, Vayiyu Chaye Sora. This was the life of Sora. Isim Nesach to Brochus, we learn in the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus brings a pasuk from Tehillim. Al Zois Yispalel Kol Chosid. On this, or for this, every Chosid needs to pray, Elecho to you. Le'eis Mitzoy. At a time of finding. So there's a time called Eis Metzoy, a time of finding. Time of finding is a time that you have to pray. Omer Reb Chanina. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What did David HaMelech mean when he said, pray to God at the time of finding? So Reb Chanina said, everybody knows, when you get married, that's called a time of finding. Leis metzoi zu isha, shenema, motzo isha, motzo toiv. King Solomon said, when you find a woman, you found goodness, right? Motzo isha, motzo toiv. Bamarova in the west meaning in Israel, right? Because the Chachamim of the Gemara are in Babylon. So when they talk about Bamarova in the west, they mean the Chachamim who are still living in Eretz Yisrael. Kinosevin she'etze, when a man would marry a woman, Omre lehochi, they used to say to him, Nu, motza o moitze? Is it a motza find or a moitze find? Because they're very similar, but they have different contexts. On the one hand, you have that pasuk, motza isho, motza toiv. You found a woman, you find the woman, it's found goodness. V'yovikrotzim Hashem, and finds favor. But there's another pasuk in Keheles. You know, the Gemara says that Mishlei, the book of Proverbs, was written when Shlomo was young, and the book of Keheles, of Ecclesiastes, was written when Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, was much older and a little more cynical. And there it says, U'moitze ani mar mimoves eso isho. And I find more bitter than death is a woman whose heart is are snares and nets and whose hands are like chains and fetters and handcuffs. So they used to say when somebody got married, they would say to him, Nu, did you motzo or did you moitze? Right? Are you a lucky one? If you say to him, how are you doing? He'll say, I'm motzo isha, motzo toiv. Or are you one of the other kind who will say, U'moitze ani, and I find mar mimoves bitter than death, her isha. So, the Ishbitzer says, this is the meaning, or the Gemara is saying that this is the meaning of the posuk, al zois yispalel kol chosid, for this, every person needs to pray, Elecho to you, Le'es Mitzoy, the time of finding. So when you go looking for a woman, when you go looking for your zivug, you need to daven that it should be motza, not moitza. That it should be one kind of finding and not another kind of finding, because they can both happen. Rabbi Nosson says, no. Le'es Mitzoy, you have to daven at a time of finding zu toira. When you learn Torah, then you have to pray that you get the right Torah. Shenem, as it is written in Mishle, in Proverbs, Ki moitzo'ai motzuchayim. Those who find me, says the Torah, have found life. So it's chayim ilam achzikim bo. You know, so those who find me, find life. But not everybody finds the Torah. You know, sometimes I don't want to say anything bad. Very often, we're given Torah and then we take it because it's coming from, you know, somebody who can learn Torah, and so obviously that's the Torah, and then it just leaves a bad impression and it leaves a sourness and the whole Torah doesn't ring true, and then we're trying to adjust our truth to deal with this Torah that we've absorbed. And you have to daven, you have to pray when you learn Torah that it should be the real Torah, the real Torah, the right Torah. Shlomi used to say, how come sometimes we're so estranged from our own siblings and, you know, the things that they know for sure is true, we know for sure is not true. How come such a thing, you know? How come you go somewhere and you start talking to somebody and you talk to them for 5 minutes and you feel like this is a person that I've known all my life, even though you just met them, right? Shlomi used to say, when we stood at Sinai, we stood around the mountain, we stood all around the mountain. And some of us were facing north, and then some of us were facing south. We were both there to receive the Torah, but we were facing in opposite directions. The Torah that we heard was coming from another direction. So sometimes you're born into a family where everybody in the family, like, they received the opposite Torah to you. And sometimes you find yourself in a strange place talking Torah with someone and it's like, ah! And you know what it is? It's because they were standing right next to you at Sinai. So when you learn Torah, it's not just, oh, let me go learn Torah. It doesn't matter who I learn it from. It's so important that you get the Torah which is for you. You know, we pray for Geshem, we pray for Tal, we make such a big thing, you know. We daven 3 times a day, Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Mashiv HaRuach HaMoired HaGeshem. In the summer we daven Moired HaTal, like, why are we so, like, what is it? You know, what, and for lechem, for bread, we don't have to, like, put it in there, that it should grow. Like, what is it about water? Shlomi used to say, there's plenty water in the world, but I need to have the drop of water that has my name on it. This is the only water that will quench my thirst, and this is the water that can bring me back to life when I'm starving and thirsty to death, right? And this is the Torah. There's plenty, plenty Torah. I can open up the internet. I can open up a Jewish newspaper. I can open up a book at home. But where am I going to hear the Torah that I need to hear, that is shayach to me, that belongs to me, to which I belong, right? For this I need to daven. And this is Reb Nos. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Koma. Leis Metzoi, what does it mean? Everybody needs to daven at a time of finding. Leis Metzoi Zum Misa, that is when you're dying. Person needs to daven, to die properly. Shenem, as it is written, Hokeilonu El Moishois, V'Lashem Elikim Lamoves Toitzois. Our God is a God of salvation, and to Hashem, the Lord, belong all death findings. Lamoves toitzois. Tanya namahochem, we learn in the Gemara says, yes, that's true. It says, chameis eshloshim in a misa, there are 903 different ways a person could die. They were all created, there are deaths that have been created. Nivru uboilem shenema, lamoves toitzois. There are findings, death findings. And the gematria of toitzois is 903. Kosher shebekulan, the worst death of all, askira, is diphtheria. Nicha shebekulan, neshika, and the most lightest death of all is the death by a kiss. Askira, the Gemara says, what is a loyalenu, what is diphtheria? The Gemara says, damye kechizre begavave da'amre de lachoyrin ashe, it's like thorns, like thistles, whatever, that have caught up inside the wool of a sheep, that you can't pull them out without tearing out the sheep's wool, right? And that's what it feels like trying to breathe with askira, with diphtheria. Veke d'amra kipitura b'fi veshet, it's like a piece of wood, a piece of dowling that's stuck inside the veshet, the trachea. Neshika, what is death by the kiss? Kemashchel benisim mechalv, it's like pulling a hair from milk. It's like it floats on there, you just touch it with your finger, it sticks to your finger and out it comes, right? So a person needs to daven. A person needs to daven that everything go smoothly. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Leis mitzvah kavur." He says, "No, even past death, a person has to keep on davening. Being buried also, you need. Being buried also, you need to daven." Rabbi Chanina says, "My klo, what does the verse in Job?" He says, "Asmechim olai." Hasmechim alegil yosisu kiyimtsu kever. That those who rejoice in great happiness and they celebrate when they find a kever. Rabbi Bashila says, "Hanidam reinshe." That's what people meant when they said, "Inish rachme, liboy inish rachme, filat zvila basreis shalom." A person has to ask for mercy. A person has to keep on praying till the last clodful of earth. You know, we who are the generation after the Holocaust, we know what that means, because for so many millions today, tens and tens of millions of people, we don't have graves of ancestors. And you know, even those ancestors who were buried, we don't know where they're buried. So we see that a person needs to have mercy from God even after death. It doesn't stop. Never stop praying. A person must never stop praying. And then Mazutra goes off on another tangent. And he says, "Le'es mitzvah," what does it mean? A time of finding, zubei sakise. He said, when a person goes looking for the toilet, it's a time to pray. And Omru b'marova, again the Gemara says, in Israel, in the West, they said, "Hode mazutra adifim mikula." Yeah, that needs the most praying for. You know, we can understand what the Babylonian rabbis meant, right? It's hard to understand what the Palestinian rabbis meant, right? We can understand the Babylonian rabbis in the olden days when people needed to dig an outhouse, right? Then, you know, if you lived between the Tigris and the Euphrates, is a very high water table. You dig a hole in the ground, it can fill with water. So it wasn't such an easy thing to find an outhouse. So you had to pray, right? You had to pray. But what did they mean in Eretz Yisroel, where they said, "Oh, that's the real time of finding, even more than marrying, even more than learning, even more than dying and getting buried"? What did they mean? So the Ishbitzer says like this: "Hinei kol hadvorim hanizkorim," all these five things that are mentioned in the Gemara as being time of finding, it's because you're entering into a time where you're going to make a choice. You're going to do something that is going to have a result that it's not in your control. You need now, at this juncture, to pray to God to be shown the right way to do things or the right choices to make. Chad oma ze toira. What does it mean? Hainu kishoise is a masa. When a person does something, yispale lashem shiyoye lo yes derech ha-toira imal pi ha-toira tzor mutilasis. So the Ishbitzer says when you do something, when you make any decision, you have to know, is it the right one? And you know, the right one it's not always intuitive, right? Sometimes the counterintuitive is the correct one, right? And would the Torah tell you to do this or not? You have to pray, "God, open my eyes, I should make the right decision." V'chad omer zu isha, and one of them says, it's even more than that. Hainu, shiya Hashem yisbarach lenoichach tomid, not only do I have to know when to do the right thing, But I also have to know the Torah should show me when to do the wrong thing. I have to know when to fulfill the Pasuk, a time to do for God, they have overturned your Torah. So Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, right? Eis lasis l'Hashem, a time to do for God. Hey Feiru Torah Secho, they have overturned your Torah. So normally we would understand this is a time to go in with your sword and your shield and stand up for the Torah because, you know, we got to battle in the army and defend God because here the law breakers, the Torah breakers are out there breaking the Torah. No, the Reb Nosson says just the opposite. Hey Feiru Torah Secho, David HaMelech is saying, they've turned your Torah upside down. Why? Because it's a time to do for God. So the Ishbitzer says, not only do you have to pray that God show you what to do, what's the right thing that the Torah would advise you to do, but you have to also pray, God show you how to do the wrong thing when that's what the Torah wants you to do. V'zeinyan isha, why is that? Why is that motzo isha, motzo toiv? He says because that is what we learned in Parshas Bereishis when we were talking about Adam and Chava. So what I did is I went back there and I cut and paste. So we can have a look again. Vayoyimah ha'Adam. The Adam said, when God said, "Did you eat from that tree from which I told you not to eat?" So he says, the woman you gave with me, she gave me and I ate. Ki ba'emes, the Ishbitzer says, Tos Adam Arishin b'chetto nitzmach mizeh. Adam Arishin's mistake grew out of the following. Ki Hashem Yisbaruch Ama Esa Lo Eze Kenegdoi, God said, I will make him a helper. B'yan ki kashin nesel Adam lecha meitzadas pochad mo'id, because when Adam was given the instruction, do not eat from the tree of knowledge, he began to be afraid. Adam said, why could God possibly have told me not to eat of the tree of knowledge? It must be because there's something wrong with me. Not that there's something wrong with the tree, because if there was something wrong with the tree, God wouldn't have made the tree. But if I'm not allowed to eat it, and God didn't say to any of the other creatures, don't eat this, don't eat that, right? To me, Adam, he says, you mustn't eat of this tree because you'll die. So there must be something wrong with me. And Adam was really deeply hurt and disappointed and heartbroken that God would make him with such a deep failing. But when God created Chava, v'nitna lo le'ezer, and she was given to Adam, God says, "Asla is a connector. I'll make you a helper." So, what does it mean? Sheyelech achadat, right? She's his advisor. She's his consigliere, right? He's supposed to follow her advice. K'moishenem el Avram Avinu, like Avram is told when Sarah gives him advice to Goresh Soma says, "Go divorce this maid servant," right? And he doesn't want to. So God says to him, everything Sarah says to you, you're supposed to listen to her voice because she is your chavo like Adam's chavo. She's your woman, she's there, you are a connector, you're supposed to take her advice. Was miscarriedato, and then Abraham followed her advice and he didn't worry so much, he wasn't so broken up about divorcing Hagar because he knew he was following the advice of his advisor. V'zeh shetorn Adam, and this is what Adam says to God. Why are you complaining now that I ate from the tree of knowledge? Ho'isha shenusatu modi, the woman that you gave to me, she told me. Ha'nu shoyemute lech lal pidivereho. So the concept of going against the Torah, and that the time, that there's a time to disobey God, and that's also written into the Torah, there's a time to break the Torah, to turn the Torah upside down, that also is written into the Torah, and there's a time for everything. And that concept itself is called Isha, the woman, right? Because that was her job. And that was Adam Arishan's excuse for eating from the tree of knowledge. So the Ishbitzer's going through these five levels, v'chad omam misa, one of them says, no, when it comes to dying, that's when you have to pray. The Ishbitzer says, doesn't mean dying per se. It means when you enter into any place where there's a doubt. K'moshim Rabban Yoichanan, when the Talmidim, Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai, was dying and his disciples came in to him, they saw he was crying, and they said to him, why are you crying? He said, because I can see two pathways opening up, and I don't know which one I'm going. Sheyesh lefonai shnei drochim. U'kede'isa brochus le'olam yivakish odem ad zibule bas reise. So we see that even that the fact that you're going, you're entering into a place where the future is not clear for you, right? That you have to pray. So the first level we said was Torah, where you it is clear, but you pray to God that what you're about to do is the right thing. The second level is when you pray to God to do the wrong thing, right? Show me when to do the wrong thing. The third level is where you don't know, it's not a question of right or wrong, but you're going to have to make a choice, and you don't know which is the right choice. V'chad omaze beis hakisei. And one of them, v'chad oma kvura, and one of them says burial, that a grave, a person needs to pray for the grave. So the Ishbitzer says, ki b'kvura nimtza gam kein oimik. Because being buried is also a deep place. V'ho odam nichnes b'sofik, and a person is entering into a sofik. That being buried means being full of doubt. Ki hu mefulish lechai olam habo, because it opens up to the life of the world to come. And we can't know anything about that. K'di'isa b'medesh. So there's some, we have to pray beyond the choices. Yes, when you meet choices, and you don't know what the right thing to do is, and there's no right or wrong, it's just you've got to make the proper choice. Okay, but beyond that, there is a place of doubt. The metaphor for that is the grave. There's a place of doubt, and that opens up to the life of the world to come. V'chad omer ze beis hakisei, and one of them says, no, the time of finding refers to finding a toilet. Heine busho. So the Ishbitzer says, you know, sometimes we have to do shameful things. The whole thing about shame. And a person needs to pray, Shleyetzim epiv dovashi yizbaishbo. Achakach. A person needs to pray, God, please don't let me do something or say something of which I am later going to be ashamed. Never mind the right choice or the wrong choice, but please protect me from shame. So now the Ishbitzer says, and all these five things happen right here in our Sedra. Ve'elo chamisha devorim nirmozin kam b'zo ha-sedra toira, to be shown to do the right thing, merumas be'parshas v'avrum zokin, and that Avraham is old, because the word zokin, the Gemara says, means somebody who acquires wisdom, ze kono chochma. That the word zikno, old age, is a notarikon, an abbreviation for ze kono, this person has acquired wisdom. And so, Avraham comes to his old age, and he has decisions to make. He prays to make the wise ones. Isho, merum is berivko shenose Yitzchak. Yitzchak is about to get married, so he needs to find the right woman, right? And so all the questions that Yitzchak has about, you know, Yitzchak did everything the other way from Avraham. As open as Avraham was, that's how closed. So in Yitzchak, in his way of worshipping God, he turned over the Torah of his father, and he turned his back on it, and he locked it away. Like the Pshischa Rebbe said, the first thing that Yitzchak did when he became the Rebbe is he went down to the hardware store. Those are the words of the Pshischa Rebbe. He went to the hardware store, and he bought some 6-inch nails, and he nailed his doors closed. Where did Yitzchak get this koyach to do this? From Rivka. V'chein v'yosef Avram v'ikach isha. Also we find there's another marriage in this week's Sedra. Avraham marries again. Ki yesh b'zeh oimek godol, because there's something really deep. Why did Avram have to have all these children that are mentioned, that he sent away and we don't know who they are, and you know, they're our cousins but we have no relationship with them, and they, you know, they're not connected to the Torah, to Judaism in any way. Obviously there's something good that is supposed to come out of this, that Yitzhak is supposed to rule over all these different koichos. Beis HaKisei, what is the shame? Hu parsha achrona shel b'nei Yishmael. This refers to the final parsha of the b'nei Yishmael. Shezeh shehotzi Avraham Avinu mipiv. Because when Avraham said out of his mouth to God, Lu Yishmael yichye lefonecho. Oy, maybe, perhaps, you know, God says to him, don't worry. You're going to have children. And it's going to be a son, you're going to have a son with Sarah. And Avram says, well, maybe Ishmael is... So, you know, we today, we are surrounded, you know, like every time you open the newspaper, it's like you wonder, what are the B'nai Ishmael going to get up to today, right? What nastiness, what meshugas are we going to have to deal with today? I mean, the whole world now is... What can you say about the B'nai Ishmael, right? Why? Because Avraham said, no, perhaps God, you can favor, I've got a son, Ishmael, maybe you can make him big. God says, all right, I'll make him big. But now, if Avraham were here today, he would daven, please, God, let those words never have been said. That's a dover busha. And of course, the dying and the kavura, that also we have in this week's Seder. And now the Ishbitzer talks about the life of Sarah and what it means to die. Vayu chai is Sarah, and this was the life of Sarah. Isa b'medesh, we learn in the medesh, yodeh Hashem yimei tmimim. God knows the days of the perfect ones. Yodeh Hashem yimei tmimim. God knows the days of the flawless. G'shem shehem t'mimim, just as they are flawless, kach shnoseim t'mimim, so are their years perfect. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, k'hada egdus t'mimim, like this perfect igulta, like this perfect circle. What's this got to do with our sedra? Bi'o ha'inin. The Hinnik Siv, it's written, there's another pasuk in Tehillim, in Psalms chapter 1, it says, Yodea Hashem, God knows, Derech Tzadikim, the path of the righteous. So there's another way of reading that. Yodea Hashem, to know God, that is Derech Tzadikim. Not that God knows. Yodea Hashem, to know God, Derech Tzadikim, that's the path of the Tzadik. Kaloshim B'nai Odom. Like people say, where does this path go to? What is this way? Where does this way go? So derech tzadikim, the way of the tzadik is yodea Hashem. Kach derech tzadikim, so the path of the tzadik. He's not interested. The tzadik has real focus and doesn't get distracted on his way by the things that we tend to get distracted on. He's focused on knowing God, and everything that's in his way is like it disappears. His road is smooth. He can see straight what his goal and ambition, what is his prize. He aims for one thing, to know God. Why? Ki yediyah, because knowing God itself is loshen chibud dveikus. It's an expression of connection and joining and cleaving, right? It says, and Adam knows Chava, right? So, even sexuality is called Das. So Yodea Hashem, that's all the Tzadik wants to do, is to connect with God. That's all the Tzadik wants to do, is just to cleave. So when they reach that place where they feel connected to God, who has cholas chiyusim, they feel that's the beginning of their life. L'ze pirush ha-medrash, v'yu chaye sor. This is why the medrash says, and the life of sor was, haynu ma'atu hiskel ha-chaim shelo b'emes. Not the life of Sora had been, but the life of Sora was what happened to her after 127 years. Ki yodea Hashem yimei tmimim, because knowing God is what the life of the right, the perfect is. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, kehada igulta tmimta, this perfect circle. Igulta, like a wheel, dova ogul ha-nasa be-igul tam v'shonim, it doesn't have a beginning or an end. Wherever you examine the wheel, that's the beginning. Because it's one continuous thing and the end is joined to the beginning. So that's what it means. The life of the tzaddik is a perfect circle. When Sarah's life came to an end here, so that's the Torah Mida tells us, and this is the life of Sarah. Because that wasn't the end, that was the beginning. As the Zohar Kodesh says. So, instead of thinking, and it's not just a question of thinking, right? A person comes to the end of their life, it's a little bit late to think this way. But if we spend our life wanting to know God, then at least we know that come the end of our life, we're going to know God. Even if a person doesn't spend all their time getting to know God, but if a person has a cheshik, if a person has a desire to be connected to God, you know, for us it feels like, my whole life I spent 2 minutes thinking of connecting with God. You know, 2 minutes is also a lifetime. So that God takes the kavana, even if it was just for a moment. But for, you know, what do we know about the moment in the life of God, right? A perfect moment lasts forever. So if a person has a moment of dveikus, then that just opens up, and then the end of life is another beginning. For Avraham zokin bo bayomim. Avraham is old, getting on in years. V'Hashem beirachas Avraham b'koil, and God blesses Avraham with everything. What does it mean? What does it mean to be blessed with everything? I remember I was once in a shul, and there was an old man there, Mr. Khan. And the man I was standing next to, he blessed this old man. He said, "I bless you. I give you." In Yiddish, he spoke. He says, "I bless you with a good old age." Save a toiva. So the man says, "What do you mean? I should have it. I'm having it." You know, and that was 30 years ago, right? That was 30 years ago. And the man is still having it today. It's amazing. Mr. Khan is in the old age home, and he never misses a davening, right? And they bring him in in his wheelchair to daven, and my brother met him last year. My brother's been living in the United States for many, many years, and he was in Manchester, and he sees him in shul, he goes up to him, he says, Shem Aleichem, you may not know who I am. He says, what do you mean I don't know who you are? You're Avram Voch, of course I know who you are. Right? So he's like really, really sharp, he's 104 years old. Right? Avram Zokim Bo Bayomim. What does it mean, Bo Bayomim? Hashem Berachas Avram Bakoil, God blesses him with everything. So the Shbitzer says it's written, V'zeho yechelki mikol amoli, and in Ecclesiastes, Shlomo HaMelech is bemoaning his fate, and he says, V'zeho yechelki, this is all I have left from all my work. And so the Gemara says, what was he referring to that he has left from all his work? Chadam HaMakloi Rav Shmuel. the two great sages were arguing, what did Shlomo HaMelech, what did King Solomon mean when he talked about this is all I have left? One says his staff, his stick, his wooden stick, and one of them says Kido, his plate. So the Ishbitzer says, "Ubetach Shlomo HaMelech v'Shem Nohoi Misoinu Chas v'Chelila Alibodin Shashoel Mazeh." King Solomon, the wisest of all men, wasn't bemoaning the fact that he'd lost his the toys, right? Like I saw a bumper sticker that said, "The one who has the most toys at the end wins." Right? Right, a person is 90 years old. He's got a yacht and a plane and a this and a house on the Riviera. It was toigus. It's worthless, right? If you don't have the koiches to enjoy it, like what's it worth, right? So obviously, Shlomo HaMelech is not bemoaning the fact that he's lost all his physical joys, right? He calls Eloi Nechshvetz Demun, because that didn't really have any great value to him. Shlomo HaMelech was the wisest man who ever lived. He knew what's really valuable. Achispor ba'atzmoy. So the Ishbitzer says, no, Shlomo HaMelech isn't bemoaning, he's boasting. It's just the opposite. He says, and this I have left from all my work. What? Rav and Shmuel argue. One says, Makloi, his staff. V'chad Omar, Kidoi, his plate. What does it mean? She'af she'nir she'nilkech mimenu koil. Even though it might look and appear that, you know, I'm old and everything is gone. In kol zeh ha'tamtzis o'ile mikol chayol mazen nisha etzloi. The essence of everything that he had acquired and that one a person can acquire in this world, Shlomo HaMelech felt that he still had it. U'be'elu hashnayim nimtzim ha'tamtzis mikol chayol mazen. And these two symbols, these two icons, they symbolize everything that it's possible to achieve in terms of the physical world. One of them is the staff, and one of them is the plate. What does that mean? Desh omer zeh chelki mikol amoli chad omer makloi. One of them says that it was his staff. Makel roimez al chayim. The staff is a symbol of life, right? The staff of life. Bread is called mate chayim, the staff of life. And the life as a stick, as a symbol. I mean, like, you don't have to, like, spell it out what it means, right? The power, the regenerative power is the stick. So Shlomo HaMelech says, I may not look as though I may look like an old man, right? But I still have the power. We find that God says, in the future, when Zechariah is talking about Yemos HaMashiach, Chayilim Aboy is talking about, and there's going to come a time, they're going to be sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim, all the old men with their staffs in their hand. So that's an expression of the power that flows through even the old men, right? V'chad Omer Kidoy, one of them says, no, Shlomo HaMelech still had his plate, which means what? Klei Kibul. The power to receive. You see, if the staff, if we see it as a sexual metaphor, right? The staff is the power that flows out of, right? Shlomo HaMelech was saying, I'm still full of juice. I can still go out into the world and make, and you know, my seed is still going to go out into the world and make new things grow. Not just talking sexually, but also like in his intellectual self, his spiritual self, I still have the koyach to be mashpia. Kidoi, on the other hand, the plate, is the power to receive. Klei kibul haynu muchenu mishtoikik oid lahi sofa. Because that's another expression of age. A person doesn't want so much anymore. Right? A person can make do with much less. The appetites disappear. Shlomo HaMelech says, no. My appetites didn't go away. I still want to receive all those same things that I wanted to receive. I want more. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech took all his pleasure in receiving. Because that's, you know, how many times we see by the time a person gets around to being able to afford all the good things, their body can't really deal with it anymore, right? Don't have the teeth to chew. Now I can afford to have steaks. I don't have the teeth to chew them with. I'm down to eating soup, right? Shememeir says, no. I still have all the teshuka, all the desire to connect with God and to you know, the Shir Hashirim. If you learn Shir Hashirim, right? Shlomo HaMelech is going higher and higher and higher in his desire to be connected to God. Because that's the main thing. So Shlomo says, you see, Zechelki mikol hamoli, this is what I have from all my work. Makloi, his staff, which represents him being able to give, v'kidoi, and his plate, representing what he's able to receive. V'zeh pirush ha-posuk, and this is the meaning, v'avraham zokim bo bayomim. What does it mean, bo bayomim? We translate it as getting on in days, but it doesn't just mean getting on in days. It means coming to his real power. Shebo el-shrosh ha-chaim, he comes to the root, the essence, the source of his life force. And Avraham becomes a keli, he becomes a vessel to receive. And his desire to receive grows and grows and grows, and he wants more from God. More and more. And that's the meaning of Hashem Be'er's Avraham Bakoil. God blesses him with everything, that he keeps on wanting more. Let's move on to the next Torah. Yitzchak bo miboy. Yitzchak comes in from Be'lachai Roi. Vayitz Yitzchak l'such basode, and Yitzchak goes out to daven in the field. Vayar, and he looks up and he sees this camel coming towards him. Ha'niki Yitzchak ho yishorish kol ha'yirish sheboilam. Yitzchak is the source of all the gevura, all the fear. We've spoken before, what's the difference between love and fear? Last week we said, you know, when you look out into the world and you see God in everything, that fills you with chesed and with joy. When you look inside yourself and you see God, that fills you with terror, with gevura and with joy. Because if you realize that you, the Shekhinah is inside you, then you start to tremble, right? It's different from the appreciation of looking at the sunset, the mountains, or whatever, and seeing God in the world, looking at the atom, looking at the universe, and seeing the hand of God, the presence of God in creation. It's not imminent, like when you look inside yourself and see God. Yitzchak was the one who experienced himself. He was the Shekhinah. He was the presence of God in the world. Yitzchak Avinu was completely paralyzed from taking any action by virtue of the fact that he didn't feel qualified to do anything. Af b'sheval tase, even to not do something. Sheval tase means sit and do nothing, right? Even in the sitting and doing nothing, he was always afraid that he's doing too much. The Torah tells us that Yitzchak, it dwells in the land of the Negev. We said the Negev means dry, right? Yitzchak didn't even allow himself to have any desires. So therefore, Avraham Avinu, who recognizes, he knows the soul of Yitzchak. Bozeh. And he knows where Yitzchak is holding when it comes to Yitzchak's desires and what he wants to do and his fears of doing the wrong thing and, you know, just not being the right person. It's hard for us to imagine, you know, what it is like to be in Yitzchak's skin. To live with such an awareness of the imminence of God, right? And the imminence, the feeling that the presence, the immediate and the present. So Yitzchak is in constant awareness. And true, the Gevura is a source of simcha, right? And laughter, and joy, and pleasure. Yitzhak is the one who can taste all the good things. Yitzhak is the one who can enjoy his married life, right? The only one in the Torah that we find who says he, you know, he has fun with Rivka, right? Avimelech looks in and he sees Mitzachek. He says, Yitzhak and Rivka having fun. He's the one who says to Esav, bring me the food, you know, the way I love it. You know, I'm going to eat it and my soul's going to bless you. It's like, where do we find in the Torah someone should admit to enjoying food? But Yitzhak has such an experience of God that he can't do anything for himself. He can't even allow himself to desire anything for himself. But Avraham knows who Yitzhak is. And he knows that when it comes to doing something for himself, Yitzhak's completely paralyzed, without any ability to do anything. So that's why Avram sends Eliezer to make a zivuk, to find a wife for Yitzhak, because he knows that Yitzhak on his own is not going to be able to take the steps. Ah, be'emes meis Hashem hoisezoyis. But you know, everybody is being guided. Everybody is being guided by God. Kiboho es shiyisu Yitzhak avinu Yisrael. Because when the time came for Yitzhak to be married, so he woke up. V'gam Yitzhak hischelis oire beliboy. So Yitzhak starts to say to himself, Lo itoyu boro, ela l'sheves Yitzhoro. The world wasn't created for chaos. The world is created to be inhabited. So what am I doing towards the evolution of life on earth? Where am I going to do my bit towards settling the earth? And as soon as Yitzhak wakes up and asks himself for the first time in his life, like, what am I doing? How am I going to do my bit? What do I need to do? He didn't know what to do. There was one thing he thought he could do, daven. I'm going to daven. Ach b'yad shehoi yore lasis is a mas, but because he was afraid to take any action, the poil, physically to go and, you know, put an ad in the newspaper. I mean, he wasn't even going to go and talk to a shatran. He wasn't going to do anything. He was too afraid. He thought, maybe I could daven, right? Lezois yotze lesuach basode, so he went out to daven. Ulispalel Hashem Yisborach, sheyazroi b'ze, please God help me, v'yazmin lo zivuke. The thing is, Yitzchak was so connected that he didn't even need to daven, right? God says to him, the truth is, you don't even need to daven. The Gemara says there are people who have to travel all over the world to find their soulmate, and there are people, their soulmate is there, she comes or he comes towards you. You don't even have to take the action. So Yitzhak, he doesn't even realize that he's one of those people. He doesn't even have to daven. Miyad Nana bit philosophy Yisus Einav, he opens his eyes and she's already, it's not like when he davened, Eliezer got to Aram Naharai, Mesopotamia, and starts to negotiate with the family of Besul there for Rivka to come, right? No, Yitzchak davens, he opens his eyes, and she falls off the camel at his feet, right? She's been on the road for 3 weeks already, right? Because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki terem yikru, before they call to me, Vani ena, I already answered them. Terem, they're still talking and I've already listened, I've already heard. Terem yikru, before they call, ani ena. So even before Yitzhak started to daven for a zivug, she had already set out on the road and was coming towards him. Because there's a time for davening, and there are some people who even this is excessive. Hishtadlis. You know, we talk about hishtadlis, a person has to do their bit. Yeah, like, we have that, the joke about, you know, the person who's davening, 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 please God help me win the lottery, please, please, you know, he gets a message from God to say, yes, I want to help you win the lottery, but you have to buy a ticket. You know, that I can't help you with, buy a ticket. And I'll see that you win, right? There are some people who are at that level, and then there are people like Yitzchak who even buying the ticket is too much ishtadlis, right? Even going out, even davening is already too much. Because that's the middah of Yitzchak. That's the middah of Yitzchak that God says, don't worry, don't bother, don't worry. It's taken care of. And bless us that we should all be at the level of Yitzchak.